أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we'll discuss from verses 7 to 10 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, and remember the gifts, the bounties, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَلَيْكُمْ upon you, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ, and the covenant, the promise that you had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala had solemnized with you, strengthened with you, and at that time when you had taken this covenant, this promise with Allah ta'ala, إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, when you had said, we had heard and we had obeyed. Sayyidina Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that it was on the pledge of Aqaba, that was when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Makkah prior to the Hijrah. The people from Medina had come to Makkah, they accepted Iman, and then they took this pledge at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Aqaba, at Mina. And at that time, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we obey, we heard and we obey, whatever the conditions are, we will never leave you. So some, like the author of Ruh al-Ma'ani says, that probably Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to that incident, or possibly Allah ta'ala is referring to the time at the treaty of Hudaybiyah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stopped from entering Makkah in the state of Ihram. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu into Makkah. And there was a rumor of the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken the pledge of fighting at the hands of the Sahaba, which was known as Baitul Ridwan. It was possibly also that is being mentioned over here, and Allah Ta'ala is reminding the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah Ta'ala. Or possibly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the general pledge that each one of us took with Allah Ta'ala in the kalima La ilaha illallah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of what lies in the hearts, what lies in the chests of people. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqist. O you who have brought iman, stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as witnesses with justice. A similar ayah has passed in the previous surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us they also to stand up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for justice, to stand up, to give evidence for the sake of Allah ta'ala. They, Allah ta'ala said, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Here Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Two reasons why man will not stand for justice. One is when man sees his own benefit or his own harm. man becomes biased because either there is benefit to him or there's harm. Or the second reason, and that has been discussed in the previous surah, and the second reason is Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. The second reason will be that when man has hatred for someone else, when man has enmity for someone else, that enmity causes man to become biased, it causes man to become unjust, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, that do not let your disgust, do not let your enmity for any community leave justice. اعدلوا, be just, هو أقرب للتقوى, and that is closest to taqwa. So there's two reasons then why a person will be unjust, a person will be unfair. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and certainly Allah ta'ala is well aware of what you do. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises for those who have brought iman and practices righteousness, lahum maghfira, for them is maghfirat, for them is forgiveness, wa ajrun azim, and a great reward from Allah rabbul izzat. Walladheena kafaru wa kadhabu bi ayatina, and those who disbelieve, wa kadhabu bi ayatina, and deny our verses, أولئك أصحاب الجحيم, then they are the people of the blazing fire. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat, fulfill this pledge of la ilaha illallah, whatever promises we made to Allah rabbul izzat, and always remain just and remain balanced insofar as the shahadat is concerned, the evidence is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.